like it? Do you? Do you? You like it?
Hey everyone, welcome back to Accent Accidents. This is a podcast about talking from culture to slangs to idioms and more. So today I'm joined as always by Anna.
Hi.
And soon to be like any second dad, Evan.
Hey, we've got a super cool show for you guys today. We're talking about our furry friends and how we communicate with them. So whether you're team cat or team dog, you're going to love this because we're just going to go into basically how we all individually talk to our pets and why it's probably so weird. And also, why do they talk back sometimes? Question mark? Because yeah. They do.
But before we get into that, just a few quick updates I want to plug. We are doing video now for our podcast. So if you're listening to this and you want to see what our actual cute faces look like, jump over to our YouTube. Just search for Accent Accidents as you normally would. And yeah.
And if you're like me and have a fear of phone calls, don't worry because none of us are actually going to answer. What? This doesn't even make sense.
Oh, it's like we're missing a part.
Yeah, we're missing a part. So we can just leave that.
There's no preface that we have a phone.
So we can just jump into the next section.
Okay.
Go, Anna.
Phonophobia.
All right, so last night I was trying to come up with a really fun topic to talk about for this episode, and I started talking to my cat because it was very late at night, and you know what you do at late at night when you're kind of delirious. And I was like, why am I talking to her? And it wasn't like I was talking in that annoying, like, baby, high-pitched voice that we all talk to our pets in, more like a human. And then I was like, oh, that might be a good thing for us to talk about. So you guys both have pets. Do you talk to your pets and do you talk to them in like that annoying like baby voice?
Absolutely. And I like hate baby voices. Like 100%. I'm not a massive fan of kids like in general. And so like I think I wouldn't even use baby talk like to a child. I would reserve it like purely for pets. And it's like I'm a different person as soon as I see a pet. I'm like a goo goo gaga, like so cute. Like overly baby talk.
It's true. And I think the funniest thing too is like, is that I see this all the time when people have, when they try and like do throwback conversations with their pet, when they're like, we talked about this. We talked about when we would come to the park that you would not hump those other dogs again. And like, I'm so sorry. He's just, what did we say at home? We said that you wouldn't do this, you know? And like, when I see I lose my mind because I'm like, this is so like, why are you so performative about this? And then I'm like turning to my dog and being like, can you believe this fucking asshole? But it's true. It's totally true. It's like so for true. Each person, it's different. And when you see someone else doing it, you're like, you're insane. And then you go and conspire with your pet about that insane person.
I know. It's so cute. But speaking of baby talk, apparently baby talk is called, well, what will you use it for in terms of like when you're talking to your pet or when you're talking to like a baby? It's called pet direct speech or infant directed speech. Or it's also called mother race. Have you ever heard of that?
Mother race?
Mother race? Like Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, exactly.
Not without her spoon.
Yeah, mother race, but now they say parentese just to be like politically correct.
Parentese?
Yeah, parentese and motherese. And it's basically when you baby talk, when you use like high-pitched, repetitive, slow language when you either talk to like a pet or a baby. And it's basically you do it because you want them to understand you better. And I also
do you said think they you, do?
I think do you think it works? Do. Well, like, and I was also reading like puppies really like puppies and kittens or I feel like dogs are just smarter than cats when it comes to like speech. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But I bet it's puppies. It's probably because they're more like eager to please.
That's
like
true.
Dogs true. Want to know. They want true. To understand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cats don't give a shit. Yeah. You know?
Puppies like are really like drawn to it. And then as they get older, they're not like so much.
Well, isn't there something about like cats too that they don't even meow to each other? They only meow to humans because they're like trying to get food and be manipulative. Yeah, and it's like
cats are manipulative little shits and only meow when they're around humans to get their way. Like they literally don't do it in any other way except to manipulate their owner.
Well, and it's
we're all cat owners, by the way. Like we love
yes.
cats.
Oh yeah. But it's like a reversal 90-10 of like 90% of dogs are really amazing and 10% are kind of like on the fence. And for cats, it's like 10% are like really amazing and 90% are like pretty much across the board just kind of assholes.
But
you love them for it, you know.
Totally. Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm on cat TikTok and like, oh my God, like there are so many cute cat videos and that people that are like, this person never wanted a cat. They always said, no, I don't want a cat. And then you like see a montage and it's just them like falling in love and they're just like, I fucking love cats.
That's okay. The 10% of cool cats.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, stop. We need to hear how you talk.
So like my cat, who's like a kitten, she's still like 5 months old. Her name's Melrose. And like, I can't stress to you enough how much I hate pet names. Like I would never call Hugh baby. Like that just like grosses me out. Like the thing that I would call Hugh much, that like anything would be Huey. That's like my name for him, Huey. That Huey would be it. But like when I am like with my cat, I'm like, hey baby girl, what you doing? And then I'd be like, Melly Moo. Like I will go like crazy. London not so much, but like kitten, oh my God. Like I turn into a puddle of like grossness.
Yeah, I feel like mine just, I get like, whiskey boy. Oh, it's a good boy.
Yes.
And it goes down. Like your voice is so funny. It goes down rather than up.
Whiskey boy. Yeah, I definitely get like, he's kind of derpy, so I get a little bit derpy. He's probably like outside the door right now being like,
yeah, hello.
Like, who's in there? Like, Dad, what do you need? What's going on?
I love it.
He does very have clingy, like, long legs and he does kind of look derpy. Like, yeah. He just matches.
He's got the whatever reverse toe dyes are where it's not like cross-eyed but just a little bit like uncross-eyed.
A pug.
Yeah.
Pugs look. Yeah.
Because he's boxer lab. So like boxers who have like these squinched little faces with like big old eyeballs on this like full-size body, he looks more like he has the body more of a lab and the face of a lab. Like he actually has like a nose and everything, but he's got these kind of little eyes, like perfectly round, like boxer eyes, but they're smaller and they just go like, oink, like a little bit. Like, so when I call him his toad eyes and I'm like, oh, when he's like really intense about something, he'll just be like, you know, but the opposite, he'll like, and I'll be like, I'm like over here.
Oh, it's so cute.
I love it. The other thing I love is like you brought it up earlier is like what people say to their animals. Like when I'm talking to my cat, her name is Ephus, which is hilarious. But I'm like, what are you doing, baby cat? And I say like stupid shit like baby cat. And I'm like, do you like it? Do you? You like it?
It's so bad. I'm exactly the same. I remember when we first got like a cat, Hugh and I, and he's just like, I don't think I can put up with listening to the way you talk to, I just don't know if I can handle it. And like a few months in, like he's doing it. And we're both like, it's like addictive. Like you can't totally stop. They love
Our cat Ginger. I mean, and also we'll get into this next, but about like, I don't know, the dozen names that you have for your pet that's not their name, you know, like just call them a million things, right?
Yeah.
So like our cat Ginger, we call her Gigi, we call her Chi Chi, Ginger, let's see, Gingeroo, Whiskey is Whiskey Boy, or what do you say?
B-O-Y.
Chungus, yeah.
Fungus.
Chungus Boy.
Chungus.
Like Chunga Boy, little, Charity calls him a little deer fawn.
That's sweet.
I love it.
Oh, and then the best ones are Ginger is Flatipus, and Whiskey is Flatidogamus.
Oh my God.
Because whenever they flop, especially Ginger, they'll flop and they'll get like super flat. They'll just like lay
like
out.
Like a puddle.
Like a total puddle. And then Charity and I will totally, like, as often as we can, we get really, like, very serious about it. And I'll be like, oh, hey, really quick, could you see if the cat is flat? Like, or we'll just be like, I'm like, oh my God, Charity. She's like, what? I'm like, the dog is flat. We have a flat dog. And she's like, oh, you idiot. Like, you get like, you just like totally change your tone. And she started doing it to me and she's got me a couple times and I'm like, dang, that's pretty funny.
That's really cute. But speaking of also baby talk, that also extends to This is so funny. Like, English speakers sometimes use, like, baby talk when they talk to non-native English speakers.
Oh, yeah. It's so annoying. It's I hear that sometimes. Or they'll, like, yell.
Yeah, they talk louder.
Like.
Yeah. I said, like, I've also, like, this is, like, I've come across when someone has, like, a hearing or, like, sight impairment. Like, they'll, like, speak louder. Like, if someone's, like, deaf or something, they can't hear you. Someone will speak louder and, like, baby talk as well. I was like, I do it.
And that's funny that it's, that's only an English thing is what you found in your research.
Yeah, like, exactly. Only, English
speakers. That's so rude.
It's so rude.
But so classic. Wow. It's probably, like, I bet if we really dug on that, we're going to find that it's an American
thing. I was going to say, it all comes back to America, 100%.
I know. Wow, that's really on brand, though, for us.
Exactly.
Jeez.
And then speaking of TikTok, did we say anything about TikTok? Everything comes back to TikTok when we're talking
about. Yes, you were talking about TikTok. Yeah.
But there's also like people acting like they're on a call and then they say their dog's favorite word, which makes me think that dogs are way, like, they're pretty smart. Like, the fact that they can pick up, like, certain words or a sentence. Oh my God. Like, my dog, I can say, like, anything, but then if I say literally these words together exactly, do you want something to eat, he will go fucking nuts. Like,
but is it how you say it? Because
no, it's not.
It's like, just like, so if you roll up and you're like, would you like something to eat? Versus, would you like something to eat?
He would go psycho both ways. Like, he's so clever.
I love it. I love it. I do love that TikTok trend, that dachshund that we... Wait, how do you say that dog, that type of dog, Hannah?
Dachshund.
Dachshund?
Dachshund.
But it could be dachshund. But it is German.
Doch. Dachshund. Oh, yeah. That's a German dog?
Yeah.
Wait, so they have like...
Look up the history of the dog. They're like breeding... Like London is like a... Like,
is it like for farmers?
Bred. He's like the way they were supposed to be bred. He's like the biggest,
like the thick,
yeah, super thick, really big, and he loves to hunt. Like,
wait, so I'm assuming the HUND is like hound in German,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
hund.
Exactly.
Because German is very like, it's almost like if you made a mockery using a German accent and said English words, it's usually right. Like, that's like the German word.
Yeah, it's literal. It's literal in their words, like the way that they have their words constructed.
What does Dachs mean?
I don't know.
Because
sausage.
It's...
I don't know.
Sausage hound. No, because then he'd be.
I love how you have said.
Then he'd be brat hund. Brat hund.
Oh, that's what they should have done.
Brat hund. Dachs hund.
That's funny.
Maybe Dachs is dog, and so he's just a dog.
We'll share that TikTok video that we're talking about on Instagram. So
you, fun you fact, if you go to my TikTok, you will see one of the first videos I did with Whiskey. I did that, and I had him, you know, because they turn their head. But, like, you can only get them to turn their head when they're trying to hear better because they a trigger word. And so I'm, like, sitting there whispering, like, do you want to go to the park? Do you want to go on a walk? Like, you want a snack? And he's going, huh? And I'm just like recording it, totally just manipulating him emotionally.
I hope you did one of the things that you were saying.
Yeah, probably. I'm a good dad. All right, you guys, if you love this podcast, one of the best ways that you can help us out is clicking and subscribing. It helps us get seen, which helps us get heard, which helps us create more of this super awesome professional podcast for you guys.
Yeah, also, super fun thing that we have. I think we plugged this the last episode, but we have a phone number. And you don't need to like have fear of calling us and someone answering because no one's going to answer it because we hate the phone.
No one answers the phone these days.
No, yeah. But you can text or you can leave us a message. So we want to hear your thoughts, your feelings, questions. If you have a good, what's the word? I'm the only one that gets it right now. But if you have a good, like, English or other, what's the word? I can share it with these guys. So our number is 720-722-2368. Give us a ring.
Okay, guys, we're going to once again play this fun new little segment we're doing this season called Phonetics. F-U-N. Etics. So today's, okay, the context of the game is it's just kind of a crazy weird word that is apparently maybe pseudo kind of normal, but I've never heard of it And I'm hoping Hannah and Anna have not heard of it either.
There's a strong possibility that that is going to be the case.
Okay. The word is kismet.
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 Isn't that like some type of like, you're my kismet?
How would you use it in a sentence?
Like, we're kismet.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like we're like meant to be together. Like, you know what
we were at the park and we in our kids met.
No, there's
that
no.
That is like an Evan answer.
I know, there's no D. Kismet. K-I-S-M-E-T.
It's a galaxy thing, isn't it?
Kismet. A galaxy thing. Nice,
galaxy
nice.
Flash, like, yeah. We're soulmates type thing. Am I close?
What does that have to do with galaxies?
I don't know.
I have like, no idea. The word sounds familiar. Like, I've definitely heard it, but I don't know what it is. So what is it?
Okay. Kismet means destiny or fate.
So you're close.
Close.
Yeah, you were very close. You're
wow,
on it.
Guys, that never happens.
But how do you use it? Is it like, oh, you're my kismet?
Tell us the history.
Yeah, okay. So for the history, it's a, it looks like it's an Arabic word, kisma, and it kind of morphed in from Arabic into Turkish. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's kind of a Turkish word. Meaning division or portion or lot. That doesn't make sense for what it means now, I guess. But the sentence is, what chance did I stand against kismet?
Kismet.
Or kismet.
Oh, I mean, like what do I stand against your destiny?
Destiny,
oh,
fortune.
I like it.
Sweet.
Who was it? Who was it? It was my wife, obviously, the only person I talked to. And who said this yesterday in bed? Was it me? No, it was my wife.
I hope so.
She said it. I think she was reading a TikTok or doing something. She's like, oh, kismet. And I was like, what? She was like, kismet or whatever. And I was like, what? And I was like, what are you saying? I feel like I'm hearing this wrong. So phonetics basically equals words Evan hasn't heard.
Exactly. We're renaming it. We're going to rebrand that segment.
A new segment. New to me. This word is new to me. So, kismet.
Evan, you have a tiny, tiny vocabulary.
I was like, kismet?
I was like, what?
I don't know.
Where's it going?
You could have said kismet. I would be like, yeah, but it's more about how I use it.
All right. So I'm going to do what's the word. Now, I have a sad story to tell. I think I've run out of what's the word for English. But, I mean, for Australian slang. I think I've run out. I don't have any left. So I've taken a different route, and I'm going to give you three choices.
Okay.
And you're going to, which one you want to hear. So there's either English slang, Kiwi, like New Zealand, or Scottish rhyming slang. And I'm going to try and do an accent for all of them. So.
Well, but are you like, prefer? Are you kind
it's
of familiar
like what,
with
no,
Kiwi
No, I mean like I've, it's literally the same thing. It's what's the word, but it's for New Zealand, for English, for Scottish.
Oh, well then let's just cycle through them, dude.
No,
let's do
I
them both.
Waste them.
Okay, let's do New Zealand, because then it's like we're branching out, but it's like not
no,
totally
let's
different.
Do Scottish.
Okay.
There you go.
Expand it off.
Then why jazz?
Yeah, I know. I thought you were going to do Scottish because it sounded like
I want you to choose, but I want you to choose what I want you to choose.
Exactly. Okay. So basically, this is a rhyming slang. There's another term for it, but I forget what it is, where like you say the word, the two words, and then it means something else, like a...
rhyme scheme?
What?
What?
A rhyme scheme?
No, like...
A kismet.
Like, not Pig Latin, but like you...
Like a limerick? Like there once was a man from...
No.
Like those?
Okay, so I'm just going to say... this is really hard to explain. So, you know, where like when you're like a dog's breakfast or like, what's it like you, like someone's on the phone and you say, like Toblerone or something. You know what I mean? Like someone's on the Toblerone.
Rhyming, yes, means, I understand it.
No, but like, the, and you're like, okay, so Toblerone means phone. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, I see. It's, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the, like it's like a game.
But what is that term?
No idea.
So when you replace a word.
Yes.
With a rhyming
word.
There's
a term for that. And I,
with a rhyme
that's
of
what
that
this,
word?
Yeah, and Scottish, it's this is basically what it is, a Scottish rhyming slang. So I'm going to say the word, and you have to figure out, like, what it's replacing the word for. Does that make sense?
Sure, yes.
Yeah, it sounds really hard.
It's not. All right, ready?
Yeah.
With my Scottish accent.
Okay.
Mick Jagger. What do you think that could be?
That's it?
But think of the word and what it sounds like. A Mick Jagger. What do you think that it could mean? Grab us a Mick Jagger. Nothing?
I can't think of anything that rhymes with Mick Jagger.
What rhymes with Mick Jagger?
Think of Scottish and like what they like to do.
Drink. Beer?
Yeah.
A Mick Jagger. A Michelob? A Michelob Light?
A Mick.
A Mickey's hard
McCaffrey's.
No. Think of the last
as Irish.
Word. Think of the last word. Usually Jagger. Usually the last lager. Word is telling. Yeah,
a lager.
Grab us a Mick Jagger means grab us a lager. No.
Whoa, this game's gonna be hard.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I've got one more.
Okay.
I'll just say the sentence. Okay. Fancy. Okay, so I need to be Scottish. Fancy getting an Andy Murray for the tonight?
What? We need a Scott. This is not going to work.
Fancy getting an Andy Murray tonight?
You got to roll the R's, Hannah.
Fancy getting an Andy Murray tonight?
I think you need to say it slow without an accent for me.
Okay, well, it's not going to be as good. Fancy getting an Andy Murray tonight.
Did not know that's what you were saying. An Andy Murray?
Yeah.
Not a Bill Murray. An Andy. Who the hell is Andy Murray?
He's a tennis player.
Oh. Okay, now say it like a Scott again.
Fancy getting an Andy Murray tonight.
Murray?
Murray. Andy Murray. That's what you have to think of the last part.
Amore.
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 And like, it's type of.
That's amore.
Okay. That's Andy Murray.
Like, it's a type of food.
A Murray.
Fancy getting an Andy Murray tonight.
Andy Murray.
And you have to guess. What?
Dury?
Dury.
Curry! No.
Curry?
Curry!
Fancy getting an Indian curry tonight.
Yeah, it's a curry.
I'm two for two.
Yeah, well.
And Andy Murray. Okay, why would you say that? Like, no, why would you
that's
just
what you would
curry?
Say. You'd be like,
why wouldn't you just say?
Or you'd be like, hey, Andy Murray. I don't know. It's cute. Why do you say anything? It's fun.
No, it's just so. I guess it's just so.
How did that get like picked up though? Like one random dude one day was like, fancy getting a Andy.
Well, it's funny Murray. Because like as I was researching it, there's like other you can tell that as. Life changes and people become like that, like people become more popular. Like it used to be some other famous person that used to be like Murray or something else, but now Andy Murray, he's a young tennis player. He's like been replaced and now you would use Andy Murray as the curry.
I mean, that's a good point though. I mean, you're just saying famous people, Mick Jagger, Andy Murray. Is that just a Scottish thing?
Yeah.
Mick Jagger might be getting replaced pretty soon then. He's getting up there.
I don't think you'd ever replace Mick Jagger. All right, well, that's it, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And, of course, if you loved this podcast, be sure to subscribe to get all the updates when a new episode is up. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram. And thank you so much for listening. Catch ya.